Good evening, everybody. Welcome to night number four of the 66th Annual Mountain City Invitational Basketball Tournament. We're ready for the boys' third-place game here tonight between the Rockport Blue Jays and the East Atchison Wolves. Earlier tonight in our girls' consolation game, East Atchison picked up a 51-21 win over South Holt. So here we go with our boys' game here tonight for third place. We'll follow that up with the girls' championship coming up a little bit later on tonight between Rockport and Mid-Buchanan. Stepping into the center circle is going to be Corbin Jacob for Rockport. The tip is controlled by East Atchison, and a quick two-point run out of the other end for Alex Erickson for East Atchison. 2-0 quickly into the ballgame we go. So to the front court, here comes Logan Ellis. He's a freshman. He'll fire it off the glass. No good. It's Jack Meyercourt, a 6-foot sophomore. Logan Ellis, a 5'9 freshman. And we got our first bucket of the ball game for Jack Meyercourt. And we are tied at 2. That coming from the left side. Also, it's Brock Holmes, a 5'9 sophomore. Malachi Skill, and a 6'2 senior for Rockport. And here they come back up the floor. Here's Meyercourt again, just inside the top of the circle. And it's now 4-2, Rockport. Also in there for the Blue Jays, starting the ball game here tonight. Catch the number. It's shot up in the lane, up no good by Brody Winahan of East Atchison. And up the floor, here comes Meyercourt again. He'll go inside of the free throw line, hand it off to Ellis. He'll try to get the ball away to Brock Holmes, and they can't connect on the pass. Jacob Corbin is out there. 6-foot senior, Logan Ellis, 5'9 freshman, Jack Meyercourt, Brock Holmes, a 5'9 sophomore, and Malachi Skillen, 6'2 senior for Rockport for the Blue Jays. Meyercourt tips the ball away in the backcourt, fighting for it with Erickson. Meyercourt ends up with the ball, shoots it from 18, can't connect, tries to knock it, got it loose again. Gets called for a reach-in foul, this time the first foul of our ball game here this evening in this boys' third-place game. East Atchison, Coach Kevin Dobbs, going to Colton Hall, a 5'9 senior. Alex Erickson, a 5'9 senior. Brody Winahan, a 5'9 sophomore. Parker Livingood, a 5'10 sophomore. And the ball goes inside, a bucket and a foul. This one is going to be good for Mason Kingery, the 6'4 sophomore. And he'll tie the game up at 4 apiece with that basket. Our second tie of the early going here. And we've got a foul on Rockport. The free throw is up. Free throw is good, and the lead goes back to East Atchison. And they're not going to put on the board who the foul's on here. So here comes Ellis to the front for Rockport, and he's called for traveling as he goes through the lane. So two team fouls on Rockport here in the first quarter. We just don't know who that second one's on. Didn't come to the scores table. They just showed it from the far side, and they didn't put it up on the board here. So we'll catch it up here in a little bit. Here's East Atchison to the front court. The Wolves have the ball, dressed in black with orange numbers. Off the right side, and a three-pointer on the way up and down from the right elbow for Parker Livingood, the 5'10 sophomore. And it's now 8-4, the lead to the Wolves. In the backcourt, Logan Ellis to the front for Rockport. Guarded man-to-man there by Colton Hall. Drives all the way in, lost the basketball, taken away by Brody Winahan. Winahan will work it up the floor through the circle for the Wolves. Man-to-man defense by Rockport. Back out top, and now inside they go back to Kingery. Turn around in the lane, up, no good, and the rebound goes out of bounds, and it's off the hand of Parker Livingood for East Atchison. Rockport will bring Reed Ellis into the ball game, a 6'5 freshman. He'll check in there for Skillen. And here come the Blue Jays with the basketball. A little pressure. They pick up at midcourt, and a baseball pass down the left side. Too far up the ladder, and out of bounds it goes. They can't catch it, and it's going to be a turnover to East Atchison. 5:18 to play. First quarter. Ball batted around in the backcourt again. Now to the front court. It goes to Kingery. Pass stolen away. Here comes Rockport the other way. Corbin going in, and he is going to be fouled. We'll go to the line to shoot two free throws. So Corbin Jacob will go to the line here. Our presenting sponsors for tonight's broadcast, Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri, Sure Ag of Forest City, Hiawatha Implement, Golden Triangle Energy, Farmer State Bank of Mount City, Northwest Ag Services, and we say thanks to them for their sponsorship for the ballgame. Say thanks to all the sponsors here on our broadcast for helping us make these broadcasts possible. Corbin Jacob connects on the free throw. It's now 8-5, and it falls in. Went to the back, went to the front, fell in the cylinder. It's now, should be 8-6. We're not going to put the points on the board now either. All right. First foul of the game on East Hatch, and that one was called on Winahan. And now they got it up there, 8-6. Rockport down by 2 to East Hatch to the Wolves. Moving the ball up will be Winahan. And did he lose it? Well, we got a foul, a reach-in foul. Going to be called on Caden Cook, who just checked in for Rockport on that last break in the action. His first team foul, number 3. So East Hatchin goes in backcourt with the ball coming to the floor. Carter Oswald now in there. Pass it off, and it's going to be Erickson to the lane. Drives deep, can't get it to go, and Reed Ellis will grab the rebound for the Blue Jays. Up the floor, Meyercore. Pass to the sideline is batted away. Intended for Brock Holmes. Knocked loose on the baseline. It will be Blue Jay basketball on the baseline. They'll line up everybody on the corner of the lane. Rockport going left to right toward the south bucket here in the first half night. Inbound the ball to Brock Holmes. He's going to fire a three ball. The lefty comes up short off the front edge. Rebound picked up by Mason Kingery. Kingery up the floor to Erickson. Left side now back between the circles. Down the lane, Livingood. Up and good for Parker Livingood. He's got 5 early on. The lead, 10-6 for the Wolves. Nearing the midway point of the first quarter here, Rockport picked up their dribble in the backcourt. Now in trouble and going between defenders is Brock Holmes. And a reach-in foul called on Colton Hall. His first team foul, number 2 of the quarter, on the Wolves. So back in the game is Logan Ellis at point. He'll work the ball up the front court over on the left side. Now he goes to Taden Cook. Back to Ellis, swing it right side, and now down in the corner to Jacob. Can't find a cutter. Now he'll go back out top to the freshman, Logan Ellis. He'll dribble to the right baseline. He'll come back out top between the circles. Picked up his dribble, goes high post. Corbin Jacob out to Meyercourt. Three ball short off the front edge of the rim. Scramble for the loose ball rebound. Picked up finally there by Erickson. He's picked clean, and Ellis will get the layup for Rockport, and it's now a 10-8 ball game. Now to the front court, and here come the Wolves again with the basketball. Right side of the floor, work it to the middle to Kingery. Kingery over left side, Colton Hall into the paint with one leg. Dishes it out, and a free throw line jumper is on the way. No good by Oswald. Rebound picked off. Meyercourt has it for Rockport. The Blue Jays sophomore to the front with the dribble. Comes off to Corbin Jacob. Right side goes high post there for Reed Ellis. Down the lane he goes and got bumped and got called for a traveling violation. So traveling will put the ball into the hands of East Atchison again. Rockport going to show some pressure defense here. Token defense at all. No pressure. They're just going to let them dribble it up now. 10-8. East Atchison with the lead. 2:43 to go. First quarter. Boys third place game. Here's a slide down the lane. A scoop. It's up. It's down. And a foul. Foul on Corbin Jacob for Rockport. Team foul number 4. The bucket is good for Brody Winahan, and he'll be at the line to try to make it a 3-point play. Winahan gets set. First trip to the line for him tonight. Up and got it. So now our lead is 13-8. Backcourt, full court pressure. Into Meyercourt on the left side. Defense goes back up the floor. Defensive position, and now Meyercourt out on the right side with the pass to Holmes. Back out to Meyercorth, and he'll hit the three from the right elbow. Three ball for Jack Meyercorth. He's got seven in the ball game. It's a two-point game, 13-11. Here is a steal by Brock Holmes, and he's going to go all the way in, and we're tied at 13 as Holmes gets the steal, and he gets the layup at the other end with 2:07 to go in the quarter. Coach Kevin Dobson wants a timeout for East Atchison. 13 apiece. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
East Atchison basketball after the timeout. They get up the floor and a reach around from behind on Brock Holmes. He'll be whistled for the foul. And that's going to be one, and it's going to be two shot free throw here for East Atchison. That is the 15 foul. First on Brock Holmes. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. At the line will be Livingood. Parker's got 5 points here in the first quarter so far. It's up. It's good. Give him six. Three-pointer, a two-pointer, now a one-pointer, looking to make it two in a row and give his team a two-point advantage. Sets, fires, and got it again. 15-13, East Atchison. Pressure, but no problem for Rockport. To the front court comes Holmes. Holmes dishes off, a little weave out top. Now Weston Amther in the ballgame, a 5'9 sophomore for Rockport. Meyercorth off to Jacob. Down low it goes. Skillen back in the ball game. Amther had it. Was holding. Lost the ball. Taken away by East Atchison. To the front court come the Wolves. They'll take the ball to the right side. Now they work it back and forth to the baseline. Back out toward the top. And now drive down the lane. And a scoop on the right side. Up and good for Brody Winahan. He's got 5 points. And it's 17-13 East Atchison. 1:15 to go in the first quarter. Meyercorth in the lane with a floater off the mark. No good to the side. Rebound picked up by East Atchison, by Mason Kingery. He'll get it at the other end. Nearly lost it with his left hand. He's able to grab it, get on top of it, switch it to his right hand, and scoop it off the glass for two. 19-13, 6-point lead is our biggest of the ball game. Three ball up and down from the right side of the circle for Brock Holmes. He's got five. It's 16 for Rockport to 19 for East Atchison. And East Atchison will throw the ball away as they come up the floor. Carter Oswald looking to the right, through to the left. There was nobody home. He threw it right to Coach Aaron Carpenter of the Rockport Blue Jays. He said, thank you much, and we'll take it. 36 seconds left in the first quarter. Working the ball slowly to the front, Jack Meyercorth. Right side for Holmes. Brock will hold it. He'll look over to Corbin Jacob. Jacob holds. He looks. Bounce pass down. Holmes moves into the block and gets blocked. Foul going to be called here on Winahan. That's going to be number two on Brody Winahan. Third foul of the quarter. Winahan will sit down and Mason Kingery back into the ballgame for the Wolves. Corbin Jacobs inbound, gets it in. Meyercorth, 10-footer, left side elbow, won't go. Scramble for the rebound on the floor. East Atchison gets it. Now they're running the other end with 10 seconds. Offensive foul, getting position underneath there for Rockport. That is going to be Weston Amthor. And the foul will go on Alex Erickson, his first. Four team fouls on East Atchison. 5 seconds to go in the backcourt. Half court with 2.5. And Jacob for three. Long range won't go after one. It is a good one. 19 for East Ashton, 16 for Rockport. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
19-16, East Ashton with the lead. The ball to Rockport to start this second quarter at the Mound City Invitational. John Nix along with you here on this Friday night. Say Heart Basketball over on Sister Station, KTNC tonight. Here is B. Logan Ellis with a two-point shot, no good, and he is going to be fouled by... They don't have that number, Mr. Official. 23, okay. Carter Oswald, his first foul of the second quarter. Free throw on the way up and good for Ellis. He'll get another one here. Ellis checks out of the ball. Remember that Oswald checks out. Excuse me. Into the game again is Brody Winahan. Free throw is good for Logan Ellis. He makes them both. Here's a shot into the middle and a layup. Good. A pass to the middle. A nice bounce pass down there. Put it up and in. Brody Winahan once again. And it's 21-18. Brock Holmes to the front. A hit from behind. He's knocked down. Lost the ball. That's a pick and foul. There were two or three Wolves, and the foul will go on who? Two again. That's going to be on Alex Erickson, his second foul of the quarter on East Atchison. They're going to call that. That's not a shooting foul. He was dribbling up the floor. All right. Inbounding will be Corbin Jacob. Jacob from the baseline brings it in, brought it in there to Tayden Cook. He looked at it, didn't take it. A three ball out top for Reed Ellis, won't go. And the rebound is gobbled up by Parker Livingood. And a long pass up the floor for Kingery. Got control, won the battle there with Reed Ellis. Couldn't connect on the shot. Here comes Holmes the other way for Rockport. He'll pass the ball out, and I don't know if it went out about it. It bounced out of sight or the... player was standing with his foot on the sideline, one or the other for Rockport. It's going to be East Atchison basketball here. A 7:04 to play in this first half. So we come up the floor again. East Atchison basketball. Working it to the front. Over to the near left side. I give the ball up there for Livingood. He works into the paint. Pass tipped, controlled by Winahan. He passes down, shot on the way, no good for Livingood. And out of bounds on the rebound, it belongs to Rockport. Rockport faced a little full court pressure here. In the backcourt, Logan Ellis, now to Corbin Jacob. Jacob still in the backcourt, cross court to Ellis, now to the front court to his teammate there, Brock Holmes. Holmes is double-teamed, and a timeout called by Rockport. Timeout Rockport down 21-18 to East Atchison here in the second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Pureag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Pureag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Sunny 101.3.
Rockport basketball. Corbin Jacob goes across the lane with a pass and unable to come up with the catch for the Rockport Blue Jays was Reed Alice. The ball goes sailing out of bounds off his hand, and back in comes Malachi Skillen for Rockport at the 6:13 mark of the first half. All right, MJ Evans back in the studio. I want you to be alert at halftime. We're going to do things a little different here tonight than we normally do. I'll tell you about that on the next break. Here's a drive to the baseline and a shot up. No good. A follow shot. Erickson put up the first one. The follow by Kingery. It wouldn't go. Here comes Rockport on the run. In the person of Jack Meyercourt. He'll give it off to Holmes. Now come cross court to Logan Ellis. Ellis with it in the backcourt. As it holds it off the left side now. Go back over to the far side with it is Logan Ellis again. Now right side, we'll try the baseline. In the corner, nothing there against the zone defense of the East Atchison Wolves. Logan Ellis, the freshman, dribbles from the wing back out between the circles. Take it left side with it, Brock Holmes. Can't find an opening. Good job, man. Holmes going to fire for three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound, Skillen, and the putback on the left side, up and good for the senior. 21-20, East Atchison with a one-point advantage here. Here comes Colton Hall up the floor. He throws it forward, and a runner up and good by Livingood. He's got 9 points. The lead is three again for the Wolves of East Atchison. Go the other way. Here's that pressure again, a little full-court zone pressure. Ellis through traffic, through a double team, lost the ball, and it goes off of one of the Wolves. Out of bounds, back in for Rockport, Tayden Cook. Back in for East Atchison is Carter Oswald. Ready, inbounding the basketball. It's going to be Tayden Cook. Into Holmes, fake to three, drives in the paint, out to Ellis for three for the freshman. No good, way long, and it went out to Skill, and he runs and gets it down. On the weak side, Meyercourt spins through the lane, turns around, shoots it, and gets fouled. Couldn't elevate the ball. Got hit across the arms, and Carter Oswald called for his second foul. Did they call that 24? Guess they did. Excuse me, 24, not 23. His first free throw on the way up. Rattles and bangs and falls in the hole for Jack Meyercourt. He's got 8 points in the ball game now to lead Rockport. He'll have another one here. Second one up, won't go. The rebound comes out to Colton Hall, the 5'9 senior. Hall will bring it up the left side. He'll stop, pass it off there. Driving in is Oswald. He's cut off, and it's outlet pass back to the top. Stolen away by Meyercourt, and a layup at the other end for the sophomore. He's in double figures with 10 points. We're tied again, this time at 23. The last time it was 13. To the front court, Alex Erickson. Two lead changes, four ties here so far in the game. Coming around, ball knocked loose by Meyercourt. He goes in and he gets tackled. Foul is going to be on Carter Oswald. I know it's him this time, but he was the only one there. So he's got his second foul, team foul number four of the quarter. On East Atchison, sitting down will be Brody Winahan. Reese Atchison, and out goes Brock Holmes for Rockport. Catch the new players here when we can. Corbin Jacob inbound, Skillen for three on the right side, off the rim, no. Rebounded by Alex Erickson. He'll bring it himself. Parker Living good on the far side. Here's a three ball up on the left side, good for Carter Oswald. Sophomore parries it, puts his team up 26-23. Rockport get a tie, just can't get the lead. Back we come the other way. The freshman Ellis between two defenders. Now around another one into the paint. Lost the ball, but it goes to Jacob. out to Meyercorth for three, short off the front edge, and a long pass up the floor for Oswald. Oh, went off his hand last, I do believe. The referee trailed the play. I thought it went off East Atchison, but not much of a debate down there from Rockport, so maybe it was just the Rockport player that touched it. 26-23, EA basketball. Here's a three-pointer right corner. No rebound grabbed up. Rebound came down to Alex Erickson, and as he tried to elevate it back up, he gets fouled. Foul on Corbin Jacob. That will be his second foul. I've got him for, and first foul of the quarter on Rockport. Free throw up. Free throw good. So Alex Erickson with his third point of the ball game. All players changing around back. We're Holmes back in now for Rockport. Second free throw coming, and good again. Got them both. 3:12 to go, first half. The lead to the East Atchison Wolves by five now. Six has been the biggest lead. Three-pointer for Holmes won't go. Rebound. Karen's out of bounds off of a Rockport player. East Atchison basketball as we go under 3 minutes to go in this first half. With the ball out top, Brody Winahan. He'll hand it off there with it. Parker Livingood. And traveling called. The defense comes out. Livingood got an extra step in there. And the ball goes back over to Rockport on the turnover. Coming up the floor with it, Logan Ellis. Gives the ball to Meyercorth. Back to Holmes. Now they play catch around the perimeter. Jacob, high post to Skillen. Dishes it off, goes to the corner, and they can't connect on the pass. Ball goes out of bounds. So it's East Atchison basketball, 2:20 to go. They lead by five, 28-23. Down the lane, up, a whistle and a foul on the floor on Rockport. No free throws this time, apparently. Foul on Brock Holmes. I've got him for two. The scoreboard agrees. Here comes Weston Amther back in along with Reed Ellis for Rockport. .217 to go. Inbound to the right corner. Back out top. The pass goes to Erickson. He drives to the free throw line. Dishes it off there. Left side of the floor now. Back out. We'll reset in the center circle for East Atchison with the basketball driven. Roy Winahan off now to Erickson. Erickson holds. Rockport goes into a 2-3 zone, driving down the lane, a little out of control, missed it. Rebound ends up in the hands of Reed Ellis. He's up the floor, and he stops. Now gives the ball up to Jacob, and we got a East Atchison player that turned an ankle, it looks like, down there on that rebound. Coming out of the ball game now is going to be Parker Livingood. Back in is Colton Hall. So Rockport ball over on the far side of the floor, just inside midcourt. Give it to Meyercorth. Meyercorth pass inside, knocked loose, and it's going to be stolen by Alex Erickson. A minute 35 to go. MJ at halftime, we're just going to take a long break. There's a three-pointer up, no good. You might have to play a little music or something. I've got to go down here and find something out here between this game at halftime. What's going on? And now we've got another foul at the other end. This one's going to put Rockport at the free throw line. That'll be the 15th foul on East Atchison. Foul is in the third on Carter Oswald with 84 seconds to go in the first half. At the line is Holmes. He'll shoot, come up empty. Brock, 5 points in the game. One more free throw coming here, looking for six. 28-23. Up, no good. And East Atchison maintains their lead. Rockport can't hit the free throws. The ball goes off of East Atchison out of bounds. Rockport ball. So East Atchison on the defense here. Rockport looking for an inbound. They get it in, and a three ball up in the corner. No good for Amtha. Rebound Corbin Jacobs with the left hand up and in. He's got 4 points now. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 1:10 to play. The other end we go. And the ball knocked loose on the inside. With the ball now will be Rockport to the front court. Out top, 42 seconds to go. Blue Jays lose it. Ball stolen away. Stolen away with 30 seconds to go. East Atchison with the basketball. They have it here. Going to play for one shot with a 28-25 lead. We'll wrap up all the scoring and everything at the end of the half before the second half gets underway. Here's a ball stolen by Meyercourt. Meyercourt headed in for Rockport. Up and good with the layup. He's got 12. 8 seconds to go. Here comes East Atchison to the front. Shot up and good before the buzzer. That's good for Erickson. He's got 6. And at halftime, it's 30-27, the lead to East Atchison. We're going to send it back to MJ Evans for about 10 minutes or so, and we'll be back here with the second half action coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers, too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, so badly, I wanna go outside. But everyone knows that a man ain't supposed to cry. I gotta cry, 'cause crying feels the pain, oh yeah. Even this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain. Teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying.
Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cowder with your weather for the tri-state area. Light clear skies this evening, a low around 25. We have winds out of the south-southwest at up to 5 miles an hour. Winds will turn to the southwest on Saturday at 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20 with sunny skies while a high near 59. Saturday night will be mostly clear for low around 37 with winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday will be similar to Saturday, being sunny but high near 60. Sunday night will be mostly clear for low around 34. Monday will only get up to 52 with mostly sunny skies. Monday night will cool down to 25 with partly cloudy skies. Tuesday will be mostly sunny and while a high near 37. Tuesday night will continue to cool down to 19 with partly cloudy skies. Wednesday looks sunny for high near 35. Wednesday night will be mostly clear for low around 21. Thursday will warm back up to 46 with sunny skies. Thursday night will be partly cloudy for low around 29. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter on Sunny 101.3.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values, so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Second half tonight at Mound City, the Invitational Tournament. Here's a runner at the other end, up and good for Carter Oswald. He's got five, and it's 32-29. East Atchison with the lead. Fake, drive, Skillen, off the glass to the right hand, good. Nice move by the senior. He's got 4 points. It's a one-point game, 32-31. Apologize for the halftime break here. A little under the weather. Hopefully that goes away. Foul at the other end, this one, on Rockport. Called on Brock Holmes, his third. First foul of the second half against Rockport. So East Atchison with the ball on the left side, looking around for help. Off the left side, Carter Oswald fakes, goes to the corner with a pass to Brody Winahan. Winahan will hold, look out top. Hall down the lane, cut off, dishes back out to the right side to Parker Livingood. Livingood knew it was going to be stolen, it was. Run out of the other end for Jake. If it rolls around, it won't go. A whistle and a foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Rockport got the rebound. Put it up and in. There's nobody else back, but the foul is called. And we'll put Jacob at the line to shoot two, or he's two for two in the ball game. Foul on Brody Winahan for East Atchison, his third. Free throw, no good. Out of the game, Malachi Skillen. Back in comes Reed Ellis for Rockport. Free throw up, off, no good. They can't get it tied. Rebound is grabbed up by Colton Hall, and then he is fouled on a reach-in. Foul on Reed Ellis. Ellis gets his first, and a timeout with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. 32-31 East Atchison. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
Okay, here we go back to live action. Drive on the right side, and it's a floater up. Won't go. Rebound grab by Rockport. coming down with it. Jacob gets it away. Cross court, too tall up the ladder for Logan Ellis. Can't connect. And it will be East Atchison basketball. East Atchison to the front court with the left side with the ball. Erickson has that right side for three. For Hall, it's on the way. Won't go for three. From the right wing, and the rebound grabbed up by the freshman, Reed Ellis. To Meyerkorth, all the way down the right side of the lane, off the glass with the right hand, up and good. Meyerkorth leads all scorers with 14, and for the first time in a long time, since back in the first quarter, the lead to Rockport, 33-32. And now East Atchison going to throw it away to the backcourt, and it's going to be Rockport basketball under their own basket here. So Rockport ball. Corbin will inbound. Out top it goes to Logan Ellis. He'll fake left. He'll drive right. He'll kick it out there to Reed Ellis for three. Nope, short. Rebound grabbed up and thrown back away. It was grabbed by Kingery. He outlet the pass, and it got stolen away. Taken away now with it is Logan Ellis. Down the right side, kick to the corner. It's going to be Meyerkorth. Back it goes to Logan Ellis. Three ball is short. Meyerkorth the rebound. The putback won't go. And a held ball on the rebound will stay with Rockport. So Rockport ball, that's what he said anyway. Got to get all the right players in all the right spots here. They weren't sure whose ball it was. All right, now, Rockport, everybody on a corner of the lane for the Blue Jays here. Bring it in out top to Logan Ellis. In the corner for Corbin Jacob. And we've got a what? They put the pass back down to Jake. He apparently saw his foot partially out of bounds when it went back to him. So it's now East Atchison basketball. You're in the midway point of quarter number three. To the front, driving in, off the glass. A tough shot is up and good. And a foul will be called on Reed Ellis, his second. The bucket is going to be good for Parker Livingood. Coach Aaron Carpenter did not like that call. The lead goes back to East Atchison. And at the line now will be Erickson. Or is it Livingood? Let's see. Livingood. Yep, couldn't connect on the free throw. I'm sorry. He's got 11. It's a one-point game in the third quarter. A ball between defenders stolen. Drive up, no, by Erickson, and a foul. Got him on the wrist as he went in for the layup. Foul this time on Jack Meyerkorth, be his second. Team foul number two, make that three of the half of the third quarter. Free throw on the way up is good. Shooting the two is Alex Erickson. He now got 7 points. He's 3 for 3 at the line. Second one up and second one good. .36-33 East Atchison. In the backcourt, Logan Ellis with the basketball. Pass to the middle and a blocking foul. The referees are doing a terrific job because they got the fans from both teams mad at them. That's a good sign. You're doing a good job, I guess. Brody Winahan, if it is, that's four, and it is. 5'9 sophomore picked up his fourth foul of this game. He'll head to the bench now with 3:48 to go in the third. Bring the ball in to Tayden Cook. He'll kick it out to Meyerkorth. Three ball left. Elbow won't go. Rebound off the hand, touch last by Parker Livingood. So Rockport will inbound underneath their own basket. Corbin Jacob, the trigger man. Look, gets in there to Cook. He passes over the right side. Holmes can't connect for a long one. And the rebound is brought down by Colton Hall. And he just about threw it away trying to get it to Erickson. Erickson back to Hall. Play catch and a pass to the middle intended there for Kingery. Too tall. And here comes East Atchison. Or excuse me, Rockport floating through the air with a runner is Meyercourt. He's got 16. He had 28 and 26 so far the first two nights of the tournament. For Rockport, now it's a one-point game again. Drive at the other end, and a ball passed backcourt midcourt, controlled by Livengood. Livengood gets away, double-teamed out there is Erickson, and a ball stolen away by Jacob, ahead to Holmes. He spins, cross-court to Cook. Now he'll turn all the way around, shoot it, no. 2:44 to go in the third quarter. 36-35, East Atchison with a one-point advantage. Left side, Colton Hall with it, and he gets a pass inside and a drop step for two for Mason Canary. He's got seven. 38-35, and a foul at midcourt on Parker Livengood of East Atchison. His first, team foul number four of the quarter. All right, back in. Let's see, Reed Ellis. Jacob's in there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, 5 and 5. That's what you get. Zone defense by East Atchison. High post with it to Reed Ellis. To Logan Ellis. And now back in the middle to Reed again. Goes up, and he is fouled as he tries to get to the hole in the middle of the lane. Foul will be on Alex Erickson, his third. Team foul number five of the quarter. And to the line, Reed Ellis has not been there tonight, has not scored yet in the ballgame. Free throw up, no good. That is four fouls, it says, on Alex Erickson. I must have missed one somewhere else. So he's got four fouls. So that's two Wolves with four fouls. Free throw up and good. One out of two for Ellis. And it's 38-36, the lead to East Atchison. Now with it, take the ball to the middle, knocked away. And it's going to be East Atchison recovering the loose ball at midcourt. They try to drive the lane, and a whistle and a foul on Rockport. Foul on Reed Ellis will be his third foul. Team foul number four of the quarter. Still 2:02 to go in the third period. Free throw up. Free throw is good for Erickson. He's got 8 points in the ball game now. Second on the way up and good again. So 40-36, the lead is up to four now. Back in Brody Winahan, I believe he's playing with four fouls here. A little pressure zone, it's stolen. Pass was wide, now stolen back by Rockport. Brock Holmes up the floor, 2-on-3, drives it, shoots it, misses it. Rebound to Kingery. Kingery will get it out of there to a teammate. And now up the floor with the ball, Parker Livengood. Livengood to the right side and a reach-in foul called against Brock Holmes. Now he's got four for Rockport. And that's going to be shooting. 15th foul of the quarter. So at the line now will be Parker Livengood, where he is 2 for 3 on the night. First one up, first one good. The lead is 5, 41-36. Skillen back in now for Rockport. And the free throw is good again. Livengood now with 13. Now here's a steal by East Atchison. Colton Hall with it. Give it underneath. Wide open. Can't connect underneath there. Shot up by Carter Oswald. Coming out with it, Reed Ellis for Rockport, down by 6, matching the biggest lead of the ball game for East Atchison. Off the right side, they play catch with it. Back out top, Reed Ellis with it. Swinging around the perimeter of that zone defense. Now with it, Logan Ellis. Back out top, they'll try the right side now. Back out around the perimeter. Logan Ellis drives, scoops, and shot rejected by Mason Canary. Canary with the block shot, 47 seconds to go in the third. They'll get another one here. And traveling, the ball goes to Skillen in the corner. They jump out on him, tried to get away a little bit, and got called for the traveling violation. So here comes East Atchison with the basketball. 36 seconds to go in the quarter. Takes the ball to Kingery. He'll dish it back away. Now it comes over to the left side elbow with it. Colton Hall into Kingery. Kicks it out to the left corner. Three ball, too strong there by Winahan. Rebound is Logan Ellis. Double team gets away. Ahead to Corbin Jacob. Can't connect. Rebound to Reed Ellis. Taken away by East Atchison. And now a reach in foul on Rockford. Frustrated with the miss and couldn't get the ball back. And now a foul on Rockford. Going to be on Corbin Jacob. Corbin picks up, I believe, his third foul. It is. So now we'll walk back the other end and shoot two more free throws. At the line, Parker Livingood. First one up, first one good. Lead is now 7 with 8.9 seconds to go in the quarter. Second one up and good again. He got them both. And the lead is 8. To the front we go, 3 seconds. And a runner, the free throw line won't go for Jack Meyercourt. After 3, it's East Atchison 44, Rockford 36. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
SureAg LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer applications and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit SureAg LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Put 8 minutes up on the clock. 1 quarter to go in this boys' third-place game here tonight at the Mount City Invitational Tournament. Year number 66 for the tournament here at Mount City High School. All right, inbound it will be East Atchison at midcourt. They'll have Parker Livingood trigger. Comes into Alex Erickson. Left side, they go back and forth with the catch. Now Mason Canary with it. Out to the top for 3, up and short, no good for Winahan. Follow up, no good. And another follow, but a foul. First rebound went to Parker Livingood. Now the second one went to Parker Livingood, and a foul on Atchison's, or excuse me, on Atchison, not East Atchison, on Rockport. Reed Ellis, his fourth. First foul at quarter number 1. The free throw is good. Second one coming. Up and good again. So now it's a 10-point lead. Biggest lead of the night. 7:35 to go in the ball game. A 10-point East Ashton lead. Rockport not been able to get on track. It's 9 points in that third quarter to 14 for East Atchison. Driving in and throwing it up on the over his head from the side is Logan Ellis. It goes in. He's got 8. He is fouled by Mason Kingery. His second, team foul number 2 of the quarter, number 1 of the quarter. Free throw won't go, and Jordan Jacob over the back on the rebound will pick up his 4th foul. So Jacob's got 4, Brock Holmes with 4, Reed Ellis with 4 for Rockport. Alex Erickson with 4, Brody Wenahan with 4, and 3 on Carter Oswald for East Atchison. An 8-point Wolves lead, 46-38. Take the ball the other way, and a 3-pointer up, no good. Follow up, and a tip in. The tip will go to Alex Erickson. He's got a dozen off the first hit by Mason Camry, wouldn't go. And now the lead is 10 again. Rockport into the lane, and shot blocked, put up by Reed Ellis. He'll go to the line to shoot 2. Foul on Mason Kingery, be his 3rd, and the 2nd foul of the quarter on East Ashton. No, that's it. 3 on Kingery. Free throw up and good at the other end by Reed Ellis. He's now got 2 points on the night. He's 2-for-3 at the line. Second one on the way up and good. 48-40, 6:45 to play. Girls championship game coming up here a little bit later on tonight. All right, move the ball to the left side, down the lane with the left hand. It's up. It won't go. Parker Livingood got fouled and is going back to the line again. Foul is on Reed Ellis. He's fouled out. Reed Ellis fouls out with 3 points at the 6:34 mark of quarter number 4. Free throw up and good again for Parker Livingood. He's 9 out of 10 to make it 10 out of 11 at the free throw line. 50-40 East Atchison. Take the ball to the left side. Work it around to the high post. Meyercore, in and out, won't go. Rebound, Holmes up with the left hand, spinner in the lane, good. Brock Holmes with 7. 50-42, 6:08 to go. Plenty of time for Rockport. They got to make some shots. They got to get some stops. Here's a drive on the right side. Pulling it out of there now, leaving it in the middle. Throwing it up, no good, will be Erickson. Rebound, Corbin Jacob out of there to Malachi Skillen. Skillen up the floor, right side, make the left side to Brock Holmes. 5:40 to go. Lead is 8 for the Wolves of East Atchison. Inside, Jacob, right hand, won't go. He ends up on the floor. Now coming out with Alex Erickson to the end of the court to Hall. Into the paint, spins, up short, no. Rebound, Logan Ellis. Ellis with the ball, ahead now to Meyercourt. Meyercourt spins, takes on 3 defenders. His shot rejected by Kingery. Kingery with the ejection, and to the front court comes Wenahan. Wenahan holds on to it out near the midcourt circle, working it around. Rockport coming out in a man-to-man defense here. Going to try to take him on the dribble. No, cut off. Hand the ball away. Down the lane. Up, down, and a foul. That bucket again by Alex Erickson. And I think Corbin Jacob is done for the night with a blocking foul. Erickson with 14 now. He'll be at the line. That foul on Corbin Jacob is his fifth. He fouls out with 4 points at the 4:46 mark. So Rockport down two of their top seven players now. Free throw up on the three-point play. Won't go. Long rebound to Parker Livingood. Livingood to Hall for three. No, we got a timeout before the shot. 10-point lead East Action. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Mound City High School. Our presenting sponsors for the tournament action this week include Scheib Drainage Products in Oregon, Missouri, Sure Ag of Forest City, Hiawatha Implement, Golden Triangle Energy, Farmer State Bank in Mount City, and Northwest Ag Services. Say thanks to all those businesses for helping us bring you the 66th Annual Mount City Invitational. They are the presenting sponsors for this action. 4.5 to play. East Atchison looking to go inside. Kick it back out to Alex Erickson. Coach Kevin Dobson took a timeout and said, boys, we don't have to be quite so aggressive. And here's a reach-in foul on Rockport. This one is going to be on Logan Ellis, his first foul. Team foul number 5 of the quarter on Rockport. And back to the line, once again, Alex Erickson. See what we get done here. Let's see. Free throw up and good. He's now got 15 and making 16, and the lead is 12. So back to the top. Rockport ball driving down the lane. Logan Ellis cut off. Gets the ball away to Skillen. Back out top to Logan Ellis to Brock Holmes. Made that little head and shoulder fake and gets called for the traveling violation. So East Atchison ball. Up the floor comes the Wolves. Working the ball around out top of the dribble is Parker Livingood. He'll get it away now to Brody Winahan. Winahan will hand it to Alex Erickson. Erickson over on the left side. Pass away to his teammate down low. Now it goes to Kingery. Back out top. We're going to let a little air out of it here. Here's a, the three-pointer. Up and good from the left sideline for Livingood. Gives him 21 in the ball game. The other end, Ellis with a three-pointer, no good. And the rebound with 3:20 to go to East Atchison. The lead is 15, the biggest lead of the game. Out top with it, Parker Livingood. Works with a dribble. Passes off, gets it right back. They play catch. Rockport went for a steal, came up empty. Controlling the dribble now is Livingood. Livingood kept drilling. It's taken away by Brock Holmes. 3-on-2, and Holmes in traffic. Oh, my. Offensive foul on Holmes. On Brock, his fifth. He fouls out with 7 points, and he's the third Blue Jay to go here. He fouls out with 2:52. So three Rockport players are now fouled out of this game. All here in the last less than 4 minutes of this contest. work the ball around, and moving the ball will be Colton Hall. Across midcourt, hand it off there. And now a triple coverage near midcourt circle. And we're going to have stepping on the midcourt stripe over and back, giving Rockport the ball back with 2:37 to go, but a 15-point deficit. To the front court, off the right side we go. Looking, giving the ball away, and now Fluter across the floor. Now it's going to be Meyercourt. Left side, three ball up, no good for Amther. Rebound weak side by Logan Ellis. His shot rejected, got it back, shot it again, and got fouled. The foul is before the shot. No, we're not going to call a foul. They blocked it out of bounds. All right, I'll catch up here eventually. Bring it in to Logan Ellis. Now to Amther. Give the ball in the middle to Ellis. Up. Won't go for Meyercourt. And now the rebound to the Wolves. To the front court. Hall looking at the basket. Says, I better not. Minute 58 to go. Give the ball up, out top. Now to Brody Winahan. Winahan double teamed. Ball goes to a teammate. Down low for three in the clip corner. Short, no good by East Atchison. Helping out Rockport doing things like that. Meyercourt's in traffic. Stripped of the ball. Here we come in our way. Three on two. They'll give it up. And Tanner going to say, wait a minute. Let's pull it out. We got a 15-point lead. Here's a steal by Ellis. Driving in all the way up. It's going to be good. Got their hand in. I think it would have been goaltending even if it hadn't went in. We got a foul besides. Foul is on Livingood, his second. So two more for Logan Ellis, gives him 10. Second try at a three-point opportunity tonight. He came up short the first time and did so again. Skill on the rebound. He'll lean in. He'll fire. It won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Livingood. Rockport trying to. We're at Mount City. Throw the ball to the right corner. Another three-ball attempt by East Atchison. That one went in for Parker Livingood. He's got 24 in the game now. And it's 60-44 with a minute to go. Ellis for three. It won't go. Rebound East Atchison. And the Wolves facing a little more pressure here in the backcourt. And a reach-in foul going to be called here on Tayden Cook. Cook with the foul, his second. So we'll walk down to the other end, shoot two more free throws here. Brody Winahan, one for one in the game, has 7 points tonight. Getting set. Fires a free throw up, and he got it. Winahan now with 8, looking for 9. Second one on the way is up, and it's good. Got them both. 62-44. Under a minute to go. Logan Ellis down the lane with a layup. It's good. He's got a dozen. 62-46. And a foul on Rockport. That kind of reached the point that's not going to do you any good. Logan Ellis with the foul, his second. In the bonus will be East Atchison at the line. Alex Erickson with 16 points. He's got 6 of them here, now 7 in the fourth quarter. Lead is 17. Once again, Alex Erickson sets himself up, ready, rattles it, got it. 18-point lead. Meyercourt through traffic, lost the ball. It goes to Ellis, but a reach-in foul will be called on Erickson. Alex Erickson just fouled out. He leaves the game with 18 points at 34 seconds to go in the game. We'll get a nice round of applause from the East Atchison fans. In bet, the ball Meyer, of course, on the right block, falling down, shoots it, scores it. And the foul will go on Mason Kingery, his fourth. So Meyer, of course, now with 18 in the game. They'll have a free throw coming here with 32 seconds to go. On the way up, and good for the sophomore. He's got 19 to lead Rockport. To the front court, oh my goodness, another foul. With 25 seconds ago, trying to swipe the ball with Weston Amther. And again, Rockport marching back, or rather East Hatchet, back to the free throw line here. On the way up, and he got it. Colton Hall, that's his first point of the ballgame. It's kind of surprising. He's been right in the thick of the action a lot, but has not been scoring. His second one up, second one good. 66-49 East Ashton to the front. Down the lane goes Meyer, of course, up and good. 21 for the sophomore. In the backcourt with the ball, drill it. Parker living good. And what do we got now? Timeout. East Atchison had to call it with 8 seconds to go. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And a scramble for the ball and a three-pointer for Meyer Court, or rather that was Amther at the buzzer. And your final score, the shot's no good. East Atchison 66, Rockport 51. I'll be back and wrap it up after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, the Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri. Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Final score in our game, Rockport drops to 2-2 on the year with the loss, 66-51. East Hatchet gets third place in the Mound City Invitational Tournament with the win, 66-51. East Hatchet now 2-1 on the year. For the winners tonight for the Wolves, for Coach Kevin Dobson, they are led by Parker Livingood. The sophomore had 25 points in the ball game tonight. 18 for Alex Erickson, a senior. We had 9 for Brody Winahan, another sophomore. Sophomore Mason Canary had 7. It's 5 for Carter Oswald and 2 more for Colton Hall. For Rockport tonight, they're led by Jack Byerforth with 21 points in the ball game. Logan Ellis had a dozen after that. Not much scoring for the Blue Jays. 7 for Brock Holmes, 4 for Corbin Jacobs, 4 for Malachi Skillen, and 3 for Reed Ellis. We had 3 different Blue Jays foul out of tonight's ball game. So they are 2-2. East Atchison now 2-1 on the season. The girls are warming up for the championship game of the Mound City Invitational. Undefeated Rockford 3-0. Undefeated Mid-Buchanan also 3-0. They'll hook up next here on Sunny 101.3. We'll be back with the next game coming your way in about 10 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FASTSolutions.com to learn more.